Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your hosts, Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Flex.
Welcome back to another hour of MD Radio. I'm your host, Sean Ray.
And Flex Wheeler again. Second week, bro, in a row. How you feeling?
It's good. I weathered this storm. It was a pretty hectic week. It rained in California all, you know, pretty much the whole time since last week. But a lot has been happening in the world of bodybuilding, Flex.
Yeah, actually, I'm just getting back from Canada. I've been in Canada for the last week on some appearance and work for EFX, but yeah, a lot's been going on. Why don't you run it down for us?
Well, the biggest thing that's been going on is our first guest. This is obviously the Arnold Classic Preview Show. It's being brought to you by MHP and Muscle Meds. We got a big guest on hold right now, all the way from New York. He's been out here for a couple of weeks with a couple more weeks to go. This is the winner of the New York Pro Championships, Colorado Pro Classic, and placed third at last year's Arnold Classic. Let's give it up for big Kai Green. Kai Green. On.
Hello.
Hey, Kai. What's going on, bro?
Hey, how's it going there, Flex?
Hey, let's jump right into it, bro. So you're training with my old great training trainer there, Charles Glass. How's that going down there? I mean, from all the other work you've done and, you know, obviously being on the East Coast all this time, you've been down in the California, South California area for a while, training at Charles Glass. What do you think about that? How's it going?
Hey, It's definitely amazing and truly an experience worth writing about.
Kai, did you just wake up? Are you sleeping? I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
How's the training going down there with Charles? I mean, Flex, I used to see Flex down there, and man, Charles used to put it on him. Is Charles putting it on you in the gym, or are you laying it down?
Well, you know, as much as I'd like to say the latter, I definitely, I'm working.
Hey, I got a couple of spies watching you down there, and they're telling me you're coming in a gym with 3 and 4 sweatsuits on. I mean, you're just, you're dragging your feet around there. Obviously, dieting really hard, and even from the sound of it, really low on energy. Are you on low carbs right now?
Yeah. I've been trying to get down from the 290s.
Right, so you said coming down from 290?
From the 290s.
Really? Wow. And how tall are you?
5'8".
Kai, 5'8", 290 is what you're coming down at, but a lot of people, Lonnie Teeper included, he says, man, that's a lot of weight. What are you weighing now, and in the next 2 weeks, how much do you see yourself dropping, if any?
Well, I definitely see myself you know, dropping quite a bit. I would have to. Excuse me. I would have to just to be even be remotely close to what I'd like to be.
What's stage. That? What would you like to be?
Well, I definitely like to be on stage and not out in the audience with a bucket of chicken. Looking forward to coming back next year.
So what weight are you looking to come in at, Kai? Coming down from the 290 area for you, if you were to peak ideally, what would that weight be?
Man, who's to say? You know, it's really funny because, you know, earlier on, years ago, I'm being an amateur athlete and learning, you know, to be very important, not to be led by the scale, but to kind of, you know, work with the visual,
right?
Listen to the mirror as my tool, and not the scale. So, you know, if you hear what can sound like an attempt to avoid answering the question, that's really what you know, what it is.
Well, let me put it like this. I mean, I agree with that, and so does Sean. I mean, Amara's going to tell the truth. Forget about the skill. But my point is because, I mean, for the listeners, you weighing 290 is something unheard of and probably the heaviest you've ever been. And taking in the weight that you competed at last year and around that ballpark, I mean, do you see yourself weighing 280 or 285 or realistically 250 in that area? So not trying to get an exact weight, but, you know, trying to get an ideal of how much do you feel that you would need to drop to start being in a competitive arena?
Well, I've done a lot of growing, you know, those damn muscle meds, you know, it's crazy. You know, I've done a lot of growing in the last even in the last 8 months, in fact, I feel like I've just been pushing things to new proportions, and it's really, you know, learning a new body, so to speak. You know, had a really good off season. I probably put on another, you know, 20 pounds of new muscle. It's amazing.
Well, Kyle, let me ask you this. There's been some questions. You used to train with a guy named Oscar in New York. You wound up with Charles on the West Coast. Take us through the short version of how that transpired, and was it the right thing in hindsight to do?
Absolutely. My mentor prior to coming out to California, you know, without question, has been Oscar Arden, and he's you know, was very instrumental in doing a lot of things behind the scenes in helping me grow and develop. I think it's no question that the work we've been able to produce working together in the last 2 years was just really on the money. And coming out here to California, working with Charles has been definitely different. It's been a welcome change, and I still see being able to make things even better going forward.
Well, listen, Kai, you just got T-minus less than 2 weeks coming in for the show. I mean, how do you feel coming down into the show? Obviously, you're on really low carbs and energy. I remember the last time I seen you at the Arnold, me and you actually had to have a little personal conversation about digging deep, and because you're really kind of drained. Are you more confident going into the show this year than you were last year?
I think well, absolutely, for a lot of reasons. I mean, you know, this is just a really good time in the sport. You know, there's a really great feeling that's in the air. You know, I respect the men that are coming into the show a great deal. You know. I welcome back, you know, Victor Martinez to the stage. I know he's had some issues with some adversity, you know, and just to see him get on stage, you know, is a really, really good thing, you know, I'm sure for himself personally and, you know, for the fans that support him and for the, you know, the powers that be that also benefit from his presence there, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for, you know, Marcus Haley and, you know, Tony Freeman. And, you know, I really, you know, before becoming a competitor in the sport, you know, have lived as an enthusiast and a fan of the sport. And the whole experience in itself can feel at times surreal.
Well, Kai, real quick, because I know you got to train with Charles Bass, I think, right around 4:30. The hernia surgery, you fully recovered from that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're going to see you in Columbus, Ohio in 2 weeks. We know you got to, like, drink some coffee or do whatever you got to do to get in there with Charles Glass, because we know he's waiting on you. But thanks for taking time out, coming on the MD Radio Show, man. Good luck at the Arnold Classic.
Oh, hey, thank you. Thanks, guys. I appreciate everything. I want to send a shout-out to my sponsor. Muscular Development, Steve Bleckman, the Team MD family, Gerard Dente, you know, Oscar Arden, Charles Glass, my family out there on the East Coast, and everybody that's out there in their own struggle, developing their own thing, making their own things happen. You know, Let's get it done.
Right on, man. Right, we'll get it done. Hopefully you'll come back with that trophy. We'll have you back on, and you'll have some carbs in you, a little bit more energy.
We'll be talking to you, Kai, after the show, bro, and definitely we'll be interviewing you during the show, man. Train hard and stay healthy, bro.
Hey, thank you, man.
All right, Kai. Take care. That was Kai Green, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, you know a little bit about how he feels right now. I used to see you in the gym. You were like dead to the world. I mean, you couldn't really string two sentences together. I mean, what is it the training or is it the low carbs that kind of like saps these guys of their energy in hindsight?
Well, I think, you know, you kind of listen to what Kai is saying. I mean, he's hovering around a 290-ish, 80-ish area. I mean, that's heavy. And honestly, I mean, for some friends of mine who are down and, Venice last week, they said they seen Kai and thought that actually he was a little overweight.
I'm overweight. I'm happy as it can be. I mean, at 280, 290, I mean, is he really suffering or is he going to... I mean, I would think that when you're closer to your competition weight,
suffering. No, I think he's having to suffer now because he, from what I heard, he's a little off target. You know, from what I heard, if he's told to eat 12 ounces of chicken, he'll eat 15 because he's still hungry.
Right.
So I think because of that, you know, he's having to probably go lower in carbohydrates and higher in cardio and training to be able to get down to a competitive weight. And it actually sounds like that from his voice. Yeah, I mean, you've seen me like that before, Sean, where, you know, I was just drained all the time. But I just chose to go zero carbs for months at a time. But it's going to be interesting.
I mean, Flex, even still, is it the low carbs? I mean, it actually sounded like he kind of was sleeping. And I know the feeling of like just before you get ready to wake up, but I'm like fired up when I wake up and get ready to go to the gym. I'm not dead to the world. I'm looking forward to getting in the gym and handling the business, but the way he sounded kind of reminds me of sometimes the way that you looked when you were training. It looks like a hellish experience at times.
Right. Well, you remember, Sean, you remember the last time we trained together and you guys were helping me get ready for the show, actually I think it was Richard Longwood who was helping us out at the time, but I was posing for you guys down in Long and Milos's gym, and you know I'd be dead tired.
Yeah, but you had the kidney problem, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, but still, I mean, I did. But what I was going to say is, I remember that you know when you guys would you know call me to pose, I would go ahead and do my pose, and as soon as I was done, I'd damn near collapse. And
right.
You say it's time to go again, I'd stand up, and I'd make it happen. And Richard, you know, I remember him saying, you know, Flex, how are you so exhausted and you can barely stand up, but when it's time to pose, you'll stand up and hold your poses. And I'm like, I have to, but when it's time to turn off, I just turn everything off. And in the same way in training, you used to actually get mad at me because I would walk away, you know, when it's not my set. And that was just my way of distancing myself and trying to get energy back. But it just sounds like he's going through hell, bro. But
yeah.
You're wired differently. You know, you were from a different path.
Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that if Kai Green comes in at or very close to where he was last year with a little bit more refinement, he's going to create some problems for a couple of our other guests coming up, and they'll be coming up very shortly. But if he comes in a pound or two heavier than what he was last year, he could be facing the axe. So let's find out what's going on. We'll take our first commercial break. We're going to come back with another front runner that has won two Most Muscular awards at the Arnold Classic, but the first place prize has yet to land in his trophy case. Coming right back here at the MD Muscle Show for Sean and Flex.
For dinner, pizza, raw D, Brucey B, King Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
It's all about action.
Touchdown!
Scores.
Taking a look at the NBA tonight.
Highlights.
He's broken loose. He's at the 30.
And headlines.
Big trade in the NFL this afternoon.
When you are looking to talk sports, look no further than the Voice America Sports Network. We bring you some of the biggest names and all the sports news you can handle, whether it's basketball,
off the glass,
football,
come on,
golf, racing, or the Olympics. We've got you covered. We'll even cover tailgating. To the Voice America Sports Network. It's all things sports.
If you can't put down a good mystery novel, you'll want to check out Mystery Matters with Fran Stewart. Each week, you'll hear from the top mystery writers of our time. From suspense thrillers to forensics, you'll explore all of the categories that make a great mystery work. Not only will we discuss the secrets of the story, but we'll go behind the novel to sort out all of the pieces of the puzzle. Broadcast live each Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America. Mystery Matters, where murder is an open book.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me. Say it with me. Say it with me.
All right, Flex, we were talking just through the break a little bit about how much the guys have to suffer coming into these bodybuilding shows, and a lot of that suffering, Flex, comes from dropping the carbohydrates and doing the excess cardio and dropping from a heavy body weight. I mean, Ty literally sounded like he was on his deathbed.
Yeah, definitely, but I guarantee you we'll have a different sound coming from our next guest. Branch Warren, what's going on, bro?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Got Big Sean over here, Woodus Bro. You know what? I want you to start off this by telling us the victories that you've won so far in the placings in big shows.
The pro shows, I won the Europa Pro Show.
There it is.
That was in 05, and then I followed that with a victory at the Charlotte Pro, and then I won the New York Pro back in 07.
Wow.
I got second at the Arnold Classic, what, 2006?
Yeah, big branch. Those are very impressive. The question I have for you, which is kind of what I used to talk with Darren Charles about, is some of those shows that you do qualifying for the Mr. Olympia, do they actually interfere with your timing and your peaking for the Mr. Olympia? Because you have yet to nail it at the Olympia, but man, in these earlier shows, you look like second to none.
Yeah, it's a hard lesson, you know, I think, in 07, I guess, you know, I did like five, maybe six shows, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And my placing at the Olympia really suffered because of that. You know, my physique, I always look best at the first show, you know. And, the Olympia was the end of the year, and I was like my fifth or sixth competition that year, and I really suffered for that. So, you know, everyone makes mistakes. You know, you just don't you learn mistakes and don't make the same mistakes twice.
Let me ask you, Branch. I remember, I think it was at one of the, maybe the Europa show, when it was me and you and your wife in the back, and we were talking, and you were really upset with your place, and I gave you some advice, and you took that advice, and you came back the following year, and it really turned a corner. I mean, do you think you were kind of drained from doing all those shows, and your physique suffered? Do you remember that time we had that talk?
Yeah, you know, I think it was in Pennsylvania. At the Keystone.
Okay, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, I just won, like, the week before in New York.
Right.
And I basically was against the same guys, and I ended up in, like, fourth place, and I was really upset, and you know, my physique is faded. That's the year I was talking about, and I just did too much, you know. And everyone has that breaking point.
Branch, you won the Teenage National Championships, and then you kind of disappeared from bodybuilding for quite some time. Did you take an extended break to, like, pack on some mass, or what happened to you after you won that Teenage National? I didn't hear anything about you.
I got an education, bro. there's more to life than bodybuilding, you know. I've always, you know, I own two businesses, and, you know, I've always always worked, and, you know, I bodybuild because I love bodybuilding, man. I love working, and, but I'm also very realistic that, you know, you got to pay your own way, man. And if you're one of the, you know, 10 or 12 guys in the world that actually makes it to the top and can make money at it, then you're very blessed. But, you know, in the meantime, you still got to pay your bills.
What do you do? What's the outside business that you are into?
I own a personal training gym for a number of years. Actually, I just sold that gym back in July. I had it for almost over 5 years. And my wife and I, when we got married about 4 years ago, we opened up a freight forwarding company, and it's an international company. We ship freight all over the world, man. We ship to Europe, Asia, all over North America, Mexico, pretty much you name it. We send it. So that's a very good force.
Branch, let me ask you, the table's really turned for you as far as publicity you got. you really got some things going on the boards now with these videos. I mean, how do you feel from before when we used to have conversations and, you know, the tide wasn't really turning your way till now you're actually a threat and you're getting, you know, tremendous play and building a bigger audience out there?
You know, if I want to win this thing, this is going to be the year I'm going to do it, you know. You know, I think I've got everything rolling in my favor. You know, I am the best shape I've ever been in, you know, this far from competition. You know, what are we now, like, you know, 12 days out, 11 days out?
I know that's probably you beat this into the ground, but talk about that tricep injury and how that slow recovery came about, because it kept you out of the Mr. Olympia last year.
Yeah, I was 6 weeks out from the Olympia when I got hurt. You know, I tripped and fell, man, and just one of those freak things, you know, that happens. And I've had the same injury a number of years, 6-7 years ago, but I actually did that when I was working out. So I was completely healthy getting ready for the Olympia, and just a freak accident, man. And I had surgery August 15th, and I came back way faster than the first injury that I suffered. I took a much more aggressive approach to my rehab and my training. And I flew to South Africa the Monday after I had surgery. When I was in South Africa, I cut the cast off myself about after 7 days and started rehabbing it, you know, and I did it my way. And
right.
It came back very fast. And
let me ask you, I'm sorry to cut you off. Let me ask you, from your videos I've been watching on the forum and everything, it seems like you added some considerable weight all around. I mean, what are you weighing compared to last year at this time coming into the Arnold? How much heavier are you right now?
I'm about 10 pounds heavier.
Jeez. How much more weight are you going to put on, man? I mean,
I wasn't even trying to put weight on, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, I think taking a break when you get injured like that, it forced me to really take a break. And I think sometimes everything happens for a reason, you know, Flex. And, you know, sometimes only the good Lord above knows the time. And sometimes you have a negative happen in your life. Long term, it turns out to be a positive.
I was checking out on the forums. You even had to chime in on this when people are talking about the diets and the fats and the carbs. Set the record straight. You went on there and you set some of those guys straight. Set the record straight on what's going on with your diet.
Yeah, there was a controversy. My wife was checking out the boards and she said, hey, check this out. You know, because I guess during the videos that were filmed this past week, I stated that I was doing high carbs. And then Brian interviewed said I would do low carbs sometimes. Well, that's all relevant to what a hard carb day is, you know. So, you know, I eat anywhere from 400, 500, 600 carbs a day, anywhere from the competition. There's days, you know, now I'm getting close to the competition, I'm cutting back. I'm still getting, like, you know, 300 to 400 grams of carbs in. So, and I think that's why I used to do it when I was, like, a teenager. You know, I never did that no carb, you know, high fat. And, you know, the years past here, I started doing that. I would get hard, I would get grainy, but I was never really full. And if I'm not really full, then you'll get that little bit of separation and that super freaky detail that I've got right now.
Wow, so you're telling me your low day is around 300 or 400 grams of carbs, bro? That's my super high day.
Yeah, you know, I just went back to doing it the way I did it a long time ago. I talked to George Farrell, and I kind of threw it, put it in my ear, you know, he said, man, you should try doing it this way. And, you know, man, dude, this diet to me is like nothing. It is like so easy compared to what I used to do and the past several years. And consequently, man, I'm bigger and I'm more separated and I'm harder than I've ever been. And I don't totally feel like death all the time either. So that's a positive.
Right, right.
Branch, you said is your wife competing in this contest too?
Yeah, she got her first invite to be on over soccer. She's in the fitness. She's very excited. So she did great. She never stepped on stage before. So she's so pumped up and she kind of overtrained a little bit to get in shape. Now she just sits, which is a good thing because now she can just sit back and relax and just focus on, you know, getting her routine down and her routine is already there.
Sweet. Do you train at the Metroflex gym that Ronnie Coleman used to train at? Are you the king of the gym now that Ronnie Coleman's retired?
Yeah, definitely. No, I've been running the gym for quite a while now. So, you know, it's I'm not trying to be king of the gym, man. I'm trying to be king of the world. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So.
Well, Branch, listen, I mean, how is it dieting in the house with you and your wife dieting at the same time? I mean, I pretty much set a horrible vibe in a house, and I was the only one dieting. How is it for you guys? Is it easier or harder?
No, it's actually easier than that. We get that question a lot. Both eat the same food, basically. I just eat a lot more than she does. And, you know, it's cool because when I get in that mood, she understands, you know, because she's going through it too. So she leaves me alone. You know, I'll go and sit for me by myself, or I'll take the dog outside and go walk and chill out. You know, it's cool. Same thing with her. You know, she has days. She's not near as bad as I am. You know, as far as catching her attitude and everything, but, you know, she has days where she, I know that diet gets to her a little bit, so I just back up, give her space. And she's, you know, it's not me. It's just, what you go through. You can't, no matter how hard you try to explain how you feel, you can't understand it unless you actually experience it. You know, when you die, you have a conversation. So, trust is a positive brand. It's about making the relationship stronger. It's both of both of you.
I got some static on my end of the phone. So
All right, well, listen, bro, we're gonna let you go and everything, Branch, man. I wish you the best. I'll be there Wednesday, so get at me, and I'll come through and check you out if you want me to, all right?
Yeah, Flex, man, thank you.
All right, no problem at all.
Man, that is one big dude, Flex, but that phone reception was killing me.
Yeah, I think he might have been on, like, a wireless home phone or something like that. It's all good. But,
good.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the more mental guys coming in the show. And it's really interesting that he said that he feels it's his year to win. I mean, you know, man, it's just everybody feels they're going to win. It's going to be a tough show.
Well, the bottom line is Branch is a thinking man's bodybuilder. He's got his own businesses. He's married to a figure competitor who's going to be competing. I mean, it definitely takes a nice juggling act to balance all of those things out and still actually improve. One of the few guys to win the Most Muscular Award twice, no doubt,
yeah.
and not win the contest.
Yeah, really. I think he's probably the only guy to win it twice and never to win the show.
You know what I forgot to ask him was how much does he actually weigh? I mean, he can't be but 5'7" at max.
I don't know. He said he put on about 5 or 10 pounds. Maybe we'll get that from him and have him email that in to us and our guests on a forum.
Well, the one thing I know about Branch is that, you know, muscle he's not shy of. His conditioning sometimes suspect, especially later on in the year, like you said, come the Olympia time, because these early shows really, you know, they do it for him. But what does he got to do, Flex, to actually take out a Victor Martinez or a Kai Greene? I mean, he doesn't have the kind of shape or structure that Victor and Kai have, but...
Well, I'm going to go on a record. Based on, you know, first and foremost, I don't believe in anything anybody say. I just want to see it. And, you know, when they walk on stage, and I can make my judgment. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say, man, that it's going to be interesting to see if Kai Greene can nail his condition.
Well, if he can't, I'll tell you one guy that can slip right in there, and that's going to be a Branch Warren.
Exactly, and that's what's my segue into going to this. It's going to depend on what the other guys show up, Victor and Branch, but I mean, and Kai. But his biggest problem is his color, but I think he got that all taken care of.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a crapshoot. When you put these names on paper, we kind of can go one way or the other, but again, all it takes is one of these guys to be off for the other guy to go ahead. So we're going to come right back after the break with the 2007 Arnold Classic champion, Victor Martinez.
Victor Martinez.
You never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rock tight. Time to get paid.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
What are you going to do when that big emergency strikes? Do you know how to prepare? Do you know when? What if we provided you a source to learn from and plan as you go? Listen for The Road to Ready with your host, Rick Tobin. Rick will offer a weekly source of reliable information and resources. You'll hear about new ideas and innovation in emergency management. Best of all, you'll have the tools to get ready for any emergency in small bites each week. The Road to Ready is heard every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America.
Every week, Body Talk is here to answer your pressing questions about the fields of traditional, alternative, and functional medical science. Join hosts Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis as they uncover the truth behind some of today's ailments, symptoms, and diseases. You'll get the most up-to-date information on treatments and remedies and their effectiveness. Plus, you'll hear from leading experts on a variety of health topics. Listen for Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me. Say it with me. Say it with me.
All right, Flex, we are back, and man, that last segment was a little tough. There were some audio problems. Hopefully in the technical room they can kind of clean that up. But without further ado, we have our first runner-up at the Miss in the year 2007, the Dominican Destroyer, or is that the Dominator, Victor Martinez?
It's a party animal, Victor Martinez, who turned pro bodybuilder. Big Vic,
yeah,
what's going on, baby?
Man, look at this. Flex is still putting me down, man. After all these years, I thought you was my boy, man. That's kind of, that's actually, I take that as an insult, man.
Victor, man, we got a long history.
I remember
a limo ride we had a long time ago, and I don't think it had too much to do with our actual conversation, but it had to do with a change of heart and your ideal look out on bodybuilding. I mean, what's really changed for you? I mean, second in the Mr. Olympia, you know, winning the Arnold Classic. I mean, what is Victor? What road is Victor on now?
Well, you know what road is on. First of all, not anything you're saying, that party animal thing, you know? just for sure, I'm going to be up there in good shape. You know, I had a rough year.
Yes.
So it was a year of revelation, and people are going to see it once I get to that stage, you know?
Victor, where are you at? Are you at a restaurant eating food?
Yo, you guys call me between meals, man. You know, you have to deal with it, you know.
Okay. You said deal with it.
Last time you were on the radio show, you were in the airport when you won the contest.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's trying to work around it, but I just got out the gym at 7 o'clock.
Well, what's going on in the gym? Because from what I understand, you were down at Weinberger's the other day, and these guys are just ranting and raving about the improvements that you made, and there's really no evidence of the actual knee injury itself. How has your recovery come along?
Oh, recovery is great, man. It was a great year as far as the recovery went. I stay strong, I stay positive, you know, support my friends, you know, MD, MHP, you name it. I mean, of course, you know, Steve always says you did all the work. And I did, you know, but the moral support was definitely a key part. And right now, you know, this is the first time since I've been bodybuilding that I worked out pain-free.
Wow. Well, I know,
you know
Vic, we spent some time down in Budapest, Hungary. We won't talk about those late-night parties. But anyway, I mean, we spent some time down in Budapest, and that was your first time leaving the country, bro, on a guest opposing appearance, man. How was that?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it's the first time. I thought I would be impressed, man, but man, I love USA, bro.
Budapest is the only place you've been outside of the Dominican Republic?
No, actually, he went to, I'll let him tell where he went to after that if he's going to.
I was down there with you, Victor, in Puerto Rico. I mean, you had to have been other places.
No, that was the first time, right, Vic?
Is Victor there? What's he doing?
Did we lose him? Oh, my God.
Dude, when you call in from a cell phone with a plate of food in front of a bodybuilder, what do you expect?
Oh, my
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, sorry.
Put us on hold.
Puerto Rico, if it was my first time.
Yeah, I was saying, where other than the Budapest, Hungary, have you been? I know you were in Puerto Rico the one time when we were out there with Gustavo, but
Mexico,
you don't get outside the country?
Yeah, Mexico. Mexico, and that was great, Mexico City.
Wow. I mean, so we were everywhere when we were traveling as bodybuilders, huh?
So, Victor, we just got off the phone with Branch. Branch said if he's going to win the Honor Classic, this is the year he's going to do it. He's better than he's ever been. Kai Green said he's coming down from about 290-odd pounds to win the show. What are your thoughts on that? Are you worried about anybody or what?
Well, Kai's 290?
Yeah.
Well, no, he said he was coming down from the
290.
Not 290.
Yeah.
No. Is he coming down from 290 now, or has he been coming down
from
290?
He has been coming down from the 290. He wasn't real specific, but I saw him a couple of weeks ago. I at that time, I put him in his 270s, but he started out in the 290s coming down.
Oh,
he's in pain, man.
He's big, but definitely I'm bringing that quality, man. People are definitely going to see the lines. Definitely going to see the victor that they saw at the 07 Olympia, if not better.
So is that condition-wise? Are you talking about trying? What kind of weight are you pushing?
Definitely a condition. You know, due to the injury, I couldn't push too hard this past year.
Yeah.
Being, I was in recovery. So, I mean, as far as, definitely quality definitely went up. Extra weight, it was just not possible given that I was still, working on bringing out my injured leg.
It wasn't like your legs were small, but were there exercises that you stayed away from because it put unusual amount of strain on the kneecap area, or were you able to just pick up where you left off?
No, it was actually the knee. It feels good. There was no exercises I had to avoid. If anything, I went deeper on the squats, went deeper, fuller extensions. The extensions was probably changed the technique a little, but there was no exercise that I left out.
Wow, so basically you're saying you were able to train your legs better than you have for quite some time due to that injury back playing football.
Yeah, pretty much. I stayed away from walking lunges. Those are the ones that pretty hammer up the knees, That's the more stationary and step-ups.
Right. What are you weighing right now, Vic?
Right now I'm 252.
And are you on what stage are you in your diet? Are you at low carbs or high carbs, or where are you at right now?
Well, right now I'm sailing in, There's nothing I'm really changing right now.
Right, okay.
And I'm sailing in. If I go any lower, I'm going to dip. If I go any higher, I'm going to smooth out, it's hard. So right now, I just keep it at a level where I kind of sail in and I don't have to do anything extreme,
Are you trying to use the scale at all in your preparation to come down, or does the scale even matter at this point?
Excuse me?
Are you trying to monitor your progress by the scale, or are you not really paying too much attention to it at this point?
Yeah, well, the scale to make sure I don't go into that dip phase where you kind of change something and then you just kind of start losing a pound or two a week, And that's why I go by the scale. But definitely the mirror is basically on condition. I'll change anything else.
Victor, always size has never been a problem for you. It's kind of always been whether you were dry enough. What look are you trying to achieve now? Is it more a drier look or is it still the bigger, fuller look?
Same dry look people always ask for, So it's going to be peeled down, and it's a different look. Something I actually never seen myself before in my physique. Something I've seen probably maybe 2 days out from a contest.
Right. Like the time that I've seen you before.
For the last 4 weeks out of a contest, which is different for me,
Right, like the time that I've seen you the night before a show and how you're dry and peeled like that.
Yeah. Basically, I've been holding something like that, for a while. So you can imagine anything else has been improvements from there on. And also not having to, kill myself as much on the cardio since the diet was pre-laid down soon into the diet. I started so soon and I have to kill myself that I'm looking at showing up, strong and ready to close down up on that stage without showing.
So how much cardio are you talking about when you say kill yourself on cardio? How much in a typical day are you doing?
I kept it as high as 45, and it depends. If I was watching a good movie, I'll do an hour, but...
Is great commute. Flex, I know for me, I used to do an hour and a half. I'd do 45 in the morning, 45 at night. But I've seen Flex do cardio like three times a day.
That's pretty much what I do, you know?
Right. Yeah, no,
yeah, pretty much what I do. But, if, you know, if in the morning I put in a good CD and I'm watching it, sometimes you get lost.
Right.
You know, and you get into the movie, next thing you know, you're doing 50 minutes, you know, 60 minutes. Like, whoa, wait a minute. You know?
Are you working with anybody right now, Victor, or are you doing all this on your own?
No, I'm working with Chad still, you know. Okay. Working with Chad, I mean, worked on the diet, and I pretty much go by how I feel otherwise than what he tells me, you know.
Yeah. Right. So, after this contest, are you planning on going to Australia or just trying to qualify for the Olympia and wait for the Olympia? What would you do?
I don't know. I don't think it would be a benefit for me to go to Australia. Mind you, I did come out, you know, it was a tough year for me just coming back from the injury and getting back on the stage, especially the Arnold stage. And then, so for me to already start beating on myself, to continue competing, just so I can try and prove something other than the Arnold, it would just be, you know, kind of, you know, irrelevant to me.
Right.
Where I want to reach my goal, you know. So it's not like I've been okay and this year was a year I took off to improve being healthy and without any injuries. So it's a big difference, you know. Had I done it that way, yes, I would have gone to Australia and I would have done any of the shows. But no, I won't be doing it only because I'm still looking at building more and coming in stronger for the Olympia than what I'm actually bringing to the Arnold.
Right, right. Well, listen, Mero, we'll see you. We'll be getting there Wednesday and hopefully getting some interviews with you on Thursday and seeing how you feel and everything. I wish you the best of luck. I know you're looking forward to getting back on the Arnold Classic stage and regaining that title again, man, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining us.
Nah, thank you. Always good talking to you, Flex, Sean. You guys are the men, you know. It's, you know, I visualize you guys every time I step on that stage and all the ruckus you guys used to cause up there, you know.
All right, man. Handle your business. Good luck.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Flex.
So here we have it, Sean. I mean, three different guys in the same part of their diet with, three kind of different, you know, atmospheres going on in their world. You got Kai, who seems like he's just dying. You got, Branch, who's just like, you know, militant and ready to go and cause some havoc. And then you got Victor, you know, kind of laid back and just really calm and kind of like the quiet storm that'll kill you.
Yeah, and you can narrow it down to a three-man race, but we can't forget about Tony Freeman. We certainly can't overlook Silvio Samuel. I mean, all it takes is one guy to come in too heavy or one guy to not carb up enough. I mean, it comes down to really splitting hairs. And again, you still have to find a way to display this stuff when you're on stage. And it's not going to be a walk in the park for Victor on the comeback trail.
No, definitely it's not going to be a walk in the park. It's definitely going to be a great show. Like you said, you got Kai, you got Victor, you got Branch, you got Tony. You got quite a few guys, Silvio Samuel. So it's going to be, for me, it's going to be one of the deeper Honor Classic that it's been for a while, actually.
Well, we're going to come back after this commercial break with some questions from our callers. They can call in and, ask you and I what they think about what and who and what at 866-472-5788. We'll be right back.
Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Is there truly a lesson in every situation? Can you learn from another person's experiences, or are lessons learned when they only happen to you? Dave Felzer, number one national and number one international best-selling author, challenges listeners to stand tall, to be accountable no matter what the setbacks, and to recommit to enhancing their lives as well as assisting others around them. Listen to The Dave Felzer Show every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Radio Network.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me. Say it with me. Say it with me.
And we are back with our pre-Arnold Classic predictions here. Flex, Branch, Branch and Kai and Victor, they all three sound like they are just exhausted.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, you got three different guys, and they're like three different atmospheres that they're going in their world. So, I mean, it's what it's all about. I mean, I remember those days, Sean. I mean, look at the contrast between you and me. You'd be, you know, super hyped and amped going into the gym, and I'd be like, you know, Sluggo Rocco from the Flintstones, you know, dragging my feet. So,
well, speaking about the Sluggo Rocco dragging your feet, we have our own science editor, Robbie Durant, who sent in his research tip of the week.
Uh-oh.
And this is concerning the muscle fibers, Flex. When you were a kid, when you were coming up in the game, were you training fast or were you training slow?
No, I always believed in catching, you know, my rhythm like a beat, you know, in music. When I started doing an exercise, my repetitions, once I got to about my third or fourth repetition, whatever, you know, whatever beat it was at, that's what I tried to maintain going all the way through the rep range, whether it was 10 or 15, and I always felt that as long as I kept that rep range, I'd be able to hit my number.
Well, here's what the researchers found out in Brazil. Robbie dug up this research that went over with 10 weeks in preparation. They had one group and told the group to perform the exercises as fast as possible and lower the weight with like 2 to 3 seconds. And the other group, they wanted to use the old traditional resistance, go up and hold it slow for 2 or 3 seconds and bring it down 2 or 3 seconds and wait 90 seconds in between sets. At the end of the 10 weeks, the group that trained explosively gained more muscle mass than the group that trained with the traditional resistance.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. But the type 2 fibers that were recruited help you have your muscles respond a lot faster to the explosive, which is kind of like the track runners, the track guys. They,
right.
They have those sprints, 40,
right.
60-yard sprints. Those guys got those, you know, big muscles. And then you look at the marathon guys, and they got the skinny legs. The fastest
right.
fibers, I guess, you know, do it for them.
You know, it's funny because going into the gym sometimes when I've been in a hurry and I only had like, you know, 45 minutes, I had to rush. It's always been interesting that I got a better pump then. You know, I don't know whether it was because I was going fast and just jumping into the next move or, you know, or whatnot, but it's some sense of that. But then again, I mean, everybody's different. You know, you can't just go off of a study of just a few people and say that's the way everybody responds to something all over the world.
Well, it's the fast twitch fibers, and they're saying the fast twitch fibers actually are what helps build you muscle. So let's get to our callers, guys. Our first caller coming on in, his name is Dan. Dan, come on. Come on.
Hey, I made it to the big time. I'm on your guys' show. Congratulations, man.
Is this the mayor?
Yes, it is.
Hey, mayor, what's
man.
Going
it's,
on, bro?
It doesn't get any better than this.
The mayor. It's hey, the floor is yours.
Everyone's accusing me of kissing you guys' butts, but they obviously haven't met you guys. You guys are pretty cool with the fans and all that. But my question for you guys is, watching the Olympia change so many times now in such a short period of time, me being the same age as you guys, what's it like to watch that, to know you guys probably should have won one or two Sandows. What's that like to see it changing? And it'll probably change again this year.
Well, I've been asked that question quite a few times, and I know Sean has also. I just came back from Canada and with a group of people, and he asked me that question. And my answer was, you know, I feel that I probably was just, you know, competing in a wrong era. You know, and I think the same thing for Sean and Kevin also. If me and Sean were in this era right now, I mean, obviously we would be battling for the Olympia title, and quite a few of us had it. But, you know, there was a certain look before me and Sean and Kevin came along, and that was a look of, you know, Lee Haney and Dorian Yates. So that kind of set the standards. But now the standards is kind of different. And then, you know, it was kind of that segue as we kind of ended our career. We started making so much noise that people actually started viewing us of being a look of a Mr. Olympia. I think if we were in this time frame now, it would have really happened.
Well, I mean, my take on that, Flex, is my 14-year pro career, there were Lee Haney, 5'11", 250-plus, Dorian Yates, 5'11", 260-plus, and ultimately Ronnie Coleman, 5'10", 5'11", 270-plus. I think that when we were coming up at our time, they didn't have the depth of guys that could stand next to him. Lee Haney had no one to stand next to him. He had Gary Stridham, who didn't have the back. And then, of course, when Lee Haney was on the way out, you had Dorian come in with the big back and the calves to take over where Lee Haney left off. And, of course, when Dorian got hurt in 97, along comes Ronnie, a bigger, more muscular version of what they were rewarding all of those years. So for 22 years straight, from 1984 all the way up to, I think, 2005, you had guys that were 5'11", 250, 260-plus, and now those guys are all gone, and that playing field has been leveled. And it just seems that the talent pool right now, you can go with Kai Greene, you can go with Victor Martinez, you can go with Dexter Jackson, Phil Heath. I mean, it's wide open. And you know what? I don't harbor any ill feelings. I mean, hey, more power to these guys that are still doing it.
No, I don't have any feelings at all. I mean, I'm happy for all of them. I mean, you know, when you look back at it, you know, I always had a mentality of, you know, there's first and there's last place, period. And that was my mentality when I competed, and some people really viewed it harshly, that I was viewing things really harshly. But that's the mind frame you need to have to be the best in the world. Now that I'm retired, Sean, maybe it's the same for you. I actually find honor, and I'm very happy of what my record was, because, you know, you can kind of look back on it and say, like, wow, I was number two in the world, and I competed against these guys, you know. But, you know, when you're in the heat of the battle, there's no time. I mean, that's like accepting defeat. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, hindsight and maturity have a way of humbling you a little bit more. When you're in this business of bodybuilding and, you know, you've got the hormones are raging and it's all about you and it's your world. You know, Kai Greene's been out here in California for 2 weeks from the East Coast. He hasn't even left his hotel room except for to go to the gym. And he's got the best shoreline, you know, and surroundings down there in Venice Beach that anyone can imagine. But under the circumstances, he's here for business and business only. So when you have that mindset, Flex, it's hard to get caught up in not, you know, not ever winning the contest. And now looking back, I mean, there's you, there's Kevin, there's Lee Labrada, there's Rich Gasparri, Muhammad McAway. There's some great bodybuilders that are all in the Hall of Fame, all in the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame that never won the Olympia title. So humbly I look back and say, look at the people that beat me. I mean, they deservingly so deserve the titles. I think all of us should probably have one. And I think that this is not a title that Dexter Jackson has a firm grasp on in this environment. This contest could change hands literally for the next 5 years.
Definitely. Sean, I'm going to put you on the ice here, bro. Who do you got for the 2009 Honor Classic? Who's going to win?
I mean, it's Victor's contest to lose.
Who's going to win?
No, it's Victor's contest to lose, and I'll tell you why. Kai Greene still, we have yet to see the best of Kai Greene. Last year he was third, and at the Night of Champions of the New York Pro, you probably don't even remember who took second there. I mean,
right.
It wasn't an Olympia lineup. It wasn't an Arnold Classic lineup. But Kai was, well, Kevin English took second there. So then you see what I'm saying?
The
competition there was not the Arnold competition, nor the Olympia. We know that Victor's tried, tested, and proven. He's won the Arnold and got second controversially to Jay Cutler at the Mr. Olympia before the injury. I think if everything lines up for Victor the way that he says it is, it's his contest to lose by missing his peak, and I haven't heard anybody say he's out of shape yet.
No, and I want to go back and show some respect to Dan Amira Bodybuilding. The guy has been involved in a sport before I got there. He's a huge fan in bodybuilding. I just sometimes I think is really sad that other guys, you know, when guys are giving guys respect on the work that they've done, people look at it as, you know, kissing somebody's butt. I mean, they need to be careful who they're talking to, because they don't know that the actual mayor is also an MP, NYPD officer, so he's by no far no chump.
Well, that's the interesting thing, the love-hate relationship that we all have with the Internet. I mean, there's some great, valuable information out there on the boards and people that are engaging on the boards, offering up some good respect and props where they're deserved. And then there's other people that, you know, they can't handle somebody giving another person a compliment. But thank God we have guys like the mayor with thick skin that can come on the boards and offer his perspective.
Definitely. Well, Sean, we're down another two shows under our belt, bro. A little problem with the communication, and I'm not sure what's going to happen with our Branch Warren segment due to him being on a handheld phone there. But congratulations on your second show, bro.
Right on, man. Next week we'll have the Trainer Champions show. Charles.
Honey, Chad, and Charles, stay tuned. I will see you guys next week on the MD Radio Show with Flex Wheeler and Sean Ray.
Sardines for dinner, piece of raw D, Brucey B, kick it free, fuck Master Flex, love bug, star ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would, call a crib, same number, same hood, it's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean and Flex again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America. How'd it happen? How'd they let me in?